Mr. William Keeley now presents our second act.
We continue with Destry Rides Again, starring James Stewart as Tom Destry and Joan Blondell as Frenchie. Johnny Kent and his men have come to take over the Claggett Ranch, and they're doing it in the usual Kent manner. But behind the stout walls of the ranch house, Sam Claggett and his wife have managed thus far to hold their own.
Stop that shooting, you hear me, Kent? Stop that shooting!
Hold it, boys, hold it! Well, hello, Sheriff, and Mr. Destry.
Put down your guns in there, Claggett. I'm taking over here.
Thanks, boss. You got here just in time.
And stay in the house. Kent, I said we was to have law and order around here.
Certainly. So do your duty and get those people out of my house.
Your house?
Maybe you better look at this paper.
I ain't interested in no documents. You mosey on out of here before I start blasting.
Mr. Kent, can I see that paper?
Certainly.
And this signature here, is that Claggett?
Well, you don't think I'd forge it, do you?
All right, come on, Wars. We'll go inside and talk to Claggett.
Thunderation, Tom. Who are you trying to protect around here?
See, Mrs. Claggett, it's like I just told your husband.
Deputy or no deputy, we ain't giving up our ranch.
I'd sooner hang that crowd out there than let them have this ranch, but your husband signed the paper, ma'am, and it gives Kent a perfect legal right to the property. Doesn't it, Wash?
Hey, sure it does. We're operating now.
I told you about that poker game. I was winning when that Frenchie girl spilled a pot of coffee in my lap. While I was cleaning it off, they switched cards on me.
I don't doubt that, but your word against theirs.
They'd swear themselves blue in the face again, you, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm afraid you folks are over the barrel.
I ain't going wrong when the law takes the side of cheap.
No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Claggett, but you folks stick around town. Now, we'll figure out some way to get this ranch back for you.
That's what Sheriff Watson said the night he disappeared.
Watson couldn't do nothing about it. Everybody knows that he left town sudden.
Yeah, I'll bet he did. I'll bet he did.
Huh?
No, not nothing. Well, help these folks get their stuff together, Ward. I'm going to have a talk.
What about it, Destry?
The ranch is yours. They're packing up now.
Well, good. I can see you and me are going to get along fine.
Well, we'll have to enforce the law, don't we?
We sure do. Well, we sure do. Are you hearing, fellas? And I thought he was dumb.
I'm coming. My goodness, if it ain't the law.
Would you tell Miss Frenchie I'd appreciate seeing her on some official business, please?
Yes. Miss Frenchie?
Yeah, what is it?
Say, Miss Frenchie, that tall drink of water's here on fishy business.
He is, is he? Will you tell him for me that I...
Hold on now, ma'am. Hold on now. I just come over to apologize.
Apologize for what?
Well, for not realizing who's the real boss of Bottleneck.
My coffee, Clara.
Yes, sir?
Don't let me interfere with your dinner, ma'am.
It's breakfast.
Oh,
does he get some too, miss?
Well, I don't mind if I do join you in a cup.
So you found out what's good for yourself, huh?
Yes, I sort of figured I'd better use a little common horse sense. Now, of course, I could have come barging in here with all sorts of rumors, like a couple of rumors I just heard about you.
I'm supposed to say what rumors?
Yeah, you're supposed to do that. And if you would say that, why, I'd say that the talk is that you do more than sing down at Kent Saloon. Or take part in crooked poker games, cheating folks out of their ranch.
Who said that?
Oh, just a rumor. Of course, you wouldn't have anything to do with anything like that.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. And better be careful with this, too. I wouldn't want to have it spilt in my lap.
Get out.
Would I?
Get out, you hear? Get out.
Oh, now, hold your fire. I'll go. Just put that lamp down. There, that's fine. Now, and just one more thing. You know, I've seen hundreds like you, all the way from Jacksonville to Sacramento. You all think easy pickings will last forever.
You better mind your own business, Mr. Destry. You're heading for trouble.
Trouble is
I do as I like in this town. Anyone who gets in my way is taken care of.
Like they took care of Sheriff
Watson?
Yeah,
just like they took care...
That's just what I thought.
I don't know what you're talking about. You better keep your mouth shut and get out of town before it's too late.
Oh, come on now. I don't think you're half as bad as you make out to be.
Well, never mind what I am.
I'll bet you've got kind of a pretty face underneath all that paint. Look, I'll show you what I mean.
Take your hand off.
Sure. All right. But why don't you wipe it off someday and have a good look? That's a wonderful faith. Figure out how you can live up to it. So.
Clara.
Yes, sir?
Bring me a mirror. And a towel.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's the most peculiar acting man I ever did see. But he's got personality. Mm-hmm. He sure has.
Worry one bit, Miss Claggett. You can stay here as long as you want.
Oh, I sure appreciate it, Lily Bell. Still and all, if we could have kept on shooting this afternoon instead of sending for them.
Now, Mag, they had the law on their side like
the law. I've got something to say about that.
Oh, Jack, please. It's none of your affair.
It is my affair, Janice. That rat Kent's charging me 2 bits for every head of cattle going through this valley.
It's time decent people joined up and got rid of them cutthroats.
Well, you better start in with this watery-eyed sheriff here and that gun-shy lady-fingered deputy of his. Come on in, Destry. I saw you standing there.
I wouldn't have said that, Pendle.
Turn your back on me.
Oh, Jack, please.
You heard me, Destry. I ain't paying 1 cent to move my cattle. Now, what do you aim to do?
Well, at present, nothing.
That's what I thought. But I'll do something if I have to take the law in my own hand.
Nobody's going to set themselves up above the law around here, you understand? Listen, I've got something to say to you. I think maybe I could illustrate it better if I told you a story. I used to have a friend.
Oh, another one, Tom?
Yep, another one. He was an opera singer, but he went into the cement business, and one day he fell into the cement. And now, instead of singing in the new opera house at St. Louis, he's just part of the cornerstone. He should have stuck to his trade. You better stick to yours.
Tom, where are you going?
Up to my room. Time to get ready for supper.
Tom, how can you talk of eating at a time like this?
Because I'm hungry. Come on.
Well, there's your room.
Shh, open. Listen, there's somebody in there.
Huh?
Step aside here.
Oh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Doubtlessly, you're wondering what I am doing in your room. Well, you may believe this or not, but I am waiting for a stagecoach.
Look, aren't you Lily Bell's husband?
Sure, Tom. That's just Callahan.
Callahan. I am a Stavrogin of Bardashev.
Everybody calls him Callahan, Tom. Easy to say.
Yeah, well, I don't mind who you are, but what are your legs doing in my pants?
I find this all very awkward.
Oh, he loses his pants regular, Tom. They win him off in him at poker. Then Lily Bell locks him up in his room.
This time I outsmart Lily Bell. I climb through the window, across the roof, and zuff, I find some pants.
Yeah, but they're my pants, so come on, off with them now.
You mean now?
Now, yeah.
Well, the whole world is against me.
Oh, now, wait a minute now. I might be able to make a deal with you. How well do you know this country around here?
Like a field mouse. There isn't a twig, a tree, a bush.
Well, that's all right. That's good enough. All right, the pants are yours if you do a little job for me.
Agreed. What can I lose? Only a job. Commend me.
I want you to find something.
Ah, I am a weasel, a hook. I have the memory of an elephant, the strength.
Thunderation, he's not asking for a zoo.
Only a bloodhound who can keep his mouth shut.
I shall be a bloodhound, sniffing and silent. What's missing?
The body of Sheriff Watson.
Pardon me while I give you back your pants.
Tom, what do you want to find Watson's body for?
Because you can't prove a murder without a corpse. And I sort of think Callahan would make a pretty good second deputy.
A deputy? Deputy Stavrogin! Order me where you will, to Siberia.
Come on, then. We're going down to Kent's saloon.
It's me, Frenchie. Open up.
Make it snappy, Johnny. I've got a song coming up.
I know that. Look. Did you have any callers at your house today?
Men, women, or children?
You start acting smart with me, and I'll start slapping you around. Did you or didn't you?
Who, for instance?
Destry, for instance.
Why not?
That's better. What was the conversation?
All of it.
All of it.
Well, let me see. I said, hello. No, he said, hello. And I said...
I don't feel like kidding, Frenchie. What did he come for?
He says he's a gentleman. He came to apologize.
And that's all?
All he had time for. He was in a hurry to go, just like you are now.
Okay. But if I ever catch you stacking them on me, I'll personally put out the lights so I don't know you from anyone else in the game.
Get my dress, Clara. My, my, he just ain't got no personality at all, is
he? All right, now, Callahan, stay outside here, right outside the saloon, and follow any of Kent's gang to come out.
I wish you'd tell me what you're up to, Tom.
Well, we can't find the missing body, can we? Well, the next best thing, have them find it for us.
Please, let's go home.
You do as you're told. Now, wait a minute. Who's that?
They're on the porch of the saloon.
No, it's Frenchie, pacing up and down on the porch. Well, here it goes.
Get over here, Callahan. We'll wait for Shadow.
Got a match, Deputy?
Oh, hello. Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Well, you've been arguing with somebody again, huh?
How'd you know?
Well, I read a book once that said that the women always look their best in the peace and quiet that follows a storm.
Very good. But it would have been a lot nicer if you thought of that yourself.
Well, as a matter of fact, it did.
You won't take my advice, will you?
You mean leave town?
Here, I got something for you.
What's this? Well, rabbit's foot, huh?
Yeah, take it. And keep away from dark corners. I'll see you inside, maybe, huh? Got to do my number.
Yeah, sure. I'll be right here. See you.
Wait a minute, Destry. I see now why you don't need guns.
You do?
Yeah. Why I can't get my cattle through. And I'm taking them through in spite of you, Kent, or anybody else.
I'd think twice if I were you, Tyndall, before I started trespassing.
You're cutting in on Kent two or three different ways, aren't you?
I'm sorry you made me do that, Tyndall. Mighty sorry.
Slade. Evening, son. Sit down. Frenchie sure sings a song, doesn't she?
She sure does. I was kind of hoping I'd find you here, Mayor. I want to talk to you.
Not a private talk, Mr. Destry, or is it?
No. Why don't you join us, Ken?
Thanks, I will.
Well, I'll tell you both what was on my mind. I just don't think we're getting the kind of cooperation around town we should be getting.
No.
No, it seems every time the sheriff or me asks a question, folks just shut up or walk away like they never heard it.
Well, my guess is they just don't cotton to sheriffs around here.
Well, you're probably right, yeah. Sheriff Watson wasn't very popular either, was he?
Meaning what?
Well, nothing special.
Hey, Frenchie, over here.
You like my number, Mr. Destry?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Well, good, then you can buy me a drink, huh?
Sure, fine.
Yeah, that's the idea of the song, you know. Gets me free drinks.
Well, I sort of gathered that.
Yeah. About what's on your mind, Destry, I'm telling you now. Watson left town.
Well, that's what I say. But we thought he might have left something behind, like a body, maybe.
Oh, I see. I see. You couldn't prove a case without one, could you?
That's right. And suppose we knew where there was one.
Oh, this is a lively conversation when a lady wants a drink. Come on, deputy. Let's go to the bar.
Wait a minute. I haven't settled with Destry yet for that very good favor he did me out at Claggett's Ranch. That called for some champagne. The best.
Well, in that case, we better stay right here, huh, Frenchie?
Jip, come here.
Yeah, Johnny?
Tell Eddie to ice up some champagne and send it over to the table.
Sure, boss.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Then ride out to the place and see if it's gone.
Huh? What's gone? Oh, you mean...
Yeah.
Well, if it is, then Destry's done it. If he did, can I personally slap him in the mouth with my pistol?
Hit Destry?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to hit a dead man, would you, Jip?
Huh? Oh, I see what you mean.
Now get going.
You know, Mayor, that fellow Johnny Kent reminds me of a friend of mine in Kansas City. Drinks nothing but wine. Every time he comes to town...
I had a friend in New Orleans like that, only he was crazy about clams. Every time he'd come to town, he'd rush to the nearest restaurant and order 100 clams. Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Oh, that's all right. I don't think there's much point to my story. What about the clams?
Yeah, this particular time, they didn't have any clams. So they got him oysters, and he just about tore the place down. He was so mad.
What's the point of that?
Well, the point is he found a pearl in one of them that big.
That's cool.
No, it was bad. The oyster, I mean. It killed him.
Now, who got the pearl?
I did.
Well, here it is, Destry. Champagne.
Yeah, I'd better go easy if I want to do any sheriffing tomorrow.
You might take the day off, huh, man?
Might have that.
Well, if I'm going to make an evening of it, how about you and me having a dance, Frenchie? All right with you, Kent?
Sure, go right ahead.
still got your rabbit foot.
You're going to need it. Isn't that our fearless sheriff rushing over?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Tom, come here quick.
Oh, sorry, Frankie.
I'm sorry too, Tom. I'll wait for you.
I'll get back to the jailhouse with Callahan. I'll handle things here.
Sure, Tom.
All right, stop the music. All right, hold it down, folks. Hold it down, everybody. Stop the music.
Sorry to interrupt, folks, but I got a little official business. You know, Wash and me's been pestering you folks with a lot of questions about the former Sheriff Watson. Hold on. You ain't going to ask any more questions because Wash just found the answer. And one more thing. All relatives and friends of Jip Hiller are hereby notified that he's in the jailhouse charged with murder. That's all.
Hey, wait a minute. My brother didn't have nothing to do with that murder.
Don't get excited, Bugsy. Jip ain't hanged yet.
And he's not going to be. You get over there and turn him loose.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Kent. Not till after a trial. Maybe by then he'll explain what he was doing just now when Callahan and the sheriff found him with Watson's body.
Well, now, I'm sure Mr. Kent had no idea you had evidence like that.
Yes, Mayor, I think we got a pretty good case. Darn near airtight, I'd say.
Good work, son, good work. And just to make sure there won't be no miscarriage of justice, as Chief Magistrate of Bottleneck as well as Mayor, I'm going to try this here case myself.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see what you mean.
So do I. Sorry I got so upset.
How about finishing our dance, Deputy?
Well, thanks, Frenchie. I believe I've danced to Kemp's tunes long enough. Good night.
In a minute, we'll bring you the third act of Destry Rides Again, starring James Stewart and Joan Blondell.
Is an artist. But a good composer and lyricist is a genius. That's Cole Porter. Porter was one of the most successful songwriters of our time, combining skillful and sophisticated verses with languorous tunes and pulsating rhythms. It was not an economic drive which created 25 Broadway shows and many screen scores. It was instead an artistic drive which led to Kiss Me, Kate, based on Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew, to Silk Stockings, based on Garbo's old movie, Ninotchka. Cole Porter wrote songs which were standards in their time and which over the years have become song classics. Love for Sale. What is this thing called love? My Heart Belongs to Daddy. True Love, and dozens more. It must indeed have been artistic genius which kept Porter writing during years of pain and surgery for a leg injury. But even a genius cannot last forever. Shortly after he wrote the music for Silk Stockings, his leg was amputated. Cole Porter never wrote again. And a few years later, he died.